Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue on unwavering faith. And let's just read our text one more time. I found out, and it's so good. You know, Jesus did repetition. And you can find it many times in the scripture, and I bring one of them to your attention while we're turning to James. You remember he said in Matthew Gospel 18 and 19, again I say unto you, that means he had said it before. You wouldn't tell somebody something the first time that way. You just don't talk like that. And that's the only time you said it to him. No, he said, again, I say unto you. Again, I say unto you. And then he said, faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Then we found in Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, but what says that the word is what? Nigh thee, even in our mouth and our heart. And then he said, that is the word of faith. And we found out from that particular scripture along with other that bears it out. That is, he said, that is the word of faith which we preach. And if you preach the word, you're preaching faith. Amen. And then we found out that when we preach faith, these words that God has spoken to us, are y'all listening to me tonight? These words that God has spoken to us about his promises, about his truth, about his faithfulness, about his goodness, and all that, they are faith-filled words. And then he said, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to do what? Please him. So we found out that he gave us faith. Ephesians 2:8, right? Said, for by grace are you saved through faith, it's not of yourselves, a gift of God, right? And so, but without it, he said, it is what? Impossible to please him, right? And so we found out that faith, for us to get a better understanding of it and to operate in this realm of the spirit, which is the unseen realm to the natural eye, to the mind, and to the natural man. You can't see into that realm with your mind, with your eyes, you can't use your five senses and contact that realm. And so he said, we found out that faith is the currency of the kingdom. What do we use here on earth to operate? Money. All right? If you got money, you can buy whatever you want, can't you? Amen? Amen? Is that right? Well, if you got faith, you can get anything you want because it's the currency that make the transaction. And the word tells us what's in the kingdom. Righteousness, joy, peace. Amen. Life. Healing, money. Faith works on money and everything. Peace, joy. Amen. And since we know that, haven't you noticed that your greatest challenge, one of the greatest challenges, the enemy is always trying to reason you out of your faith and get you over into reason, get you over into doubt, get you over into feeling. Oh, it worked for the last time, but it ain't going to work this time. Well, what changed it? And the Lord then said, I'm the Lord, I change not. So if it worked the last time, why not? Why will it not work this time? If it worked the last time, now what changed it? What made it become a failure? Now that's that lying devil trying to get you to doubt, trying to get you over into reason, trying to get you to waver from what God has said. Amen? Amen. Amen. So let's read James again, and we'll go further. James 1 and 6. I really like to read the whole chapter, but we'll read 6. But let him ask what? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the what? Wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Driven with the wind and tossed. Notice he said, let him ask in faith. Let him ask in faith. Let him do what? Ask in faith. How can I ask in faith? Because God gave me that measure of faith. And see, once he gave to me that measure of faith, I just don't allow that measure of faith to lie inside of me dormant. I feed it the word daily. And I develop my faith. I grow my faith. And we're going to look at some things about faith here in a minute. But let's talk about this. And the certainty, the guarantee, the absolute truth of the Word of God, the faith of God. God has given it to us. He said it and put before our eyes to let us see. Now let's read this scripture here, because I see what the Lord doing here. Let's read this scripture here. If you could put it up, be good. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. And we're coming back to Galatians 3:28.